broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The budget the president's unveiling next week is going to propose a
six... After we impeach Clarence Thomas, what do we do with them? Let's keep it real.
What, I don't know, think a gun or something?
This school does not teach Christianity.
My name is Roger Ebert. I love the Phil Hendry Show, and I think Keith Olbermann is a closet homosexual.
Gay as hell.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Patriot Radio by Patriots for Patriots. And welcome to our second hour here. We're keeping it real. Truth is our bitch. And our number, the Patriot line, is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard is next hour as we continue to talk about what it is truly to be not just an American, but to be a patriot. And when we talk about being a patriot, we said it last hour, we'll say it again. You got to be willing to give it all for this country. And we have, I think, we have a big lesson to learn when it comes to that. I think we all treat this country, not all of us, but I think there's a significant number, obviously, on the left, who treat this country like it's one big Disneyland. And certainly anyone and everyone that wants to come here from wherever, this is your free enterprise zone, garbage dump. No, not anymore. We're going to talk more about that in the days and the weeks to come. California prison guards, their union is now called the main obstacle to keeping. Get a load of this. This will either curl your hair or wilt your permanent. One of the two. California prison guards union called the main obstacle to keeping cell phones away from inmates. Away from inmates. The prison guards are the main obstacle from keeping cell phones away from prison inmates. This is the discussion that we're having now in our country. Do you understand? You understand. I know you understand. How do we get normal, functioning, sentient, in some cases, college-educated liberals to understand the same thing? Inmate, cell phone, prison guard. Somehow, the cell phones are making their way to the hands of the prison inmates by way of the guards. When did that happen? How did that happen? Lawmakers struggling to keep cell phones away from California's most dangerous inmates. We're going to talk about that coming up with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. And our obviously, our Patriot line is 877-876-7445 here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We also want to mention our website, philhendryshow.com. We've got our legacy shot glasses in. You got to get over there and you got to get yourself a shot glass. And we also obviously would like to mention our best of CDs too. Or get yourself two shot glasses. Or get yourself, our what we call our hangover set, which is four. And while we're on the subject of sponsorship and everything, I do want to mention that ProFlowers.com, a wonderful company, and we just gave away a $50 gift certificate last hour to Felicia there in San Antonio. They are a sponsor of ours, and we do appreciate their sponsorship immensely. Thank you very much, ProFlowers. We're going to get Dean Wheeler on the line with us here from, as I mentioned, the Northern California Holistic Center. And let's talk about this. California prison guards called guards union is called the main obstacle in keeping these phones away from these inmates. And my way of thinking, I haven't heard anything, Mr. Wheeler, so insane in my life.
Well, all right, Phil. But how do you keep the cell phones away from the inmates when this is an extremely dangerous situation for any human being, not the least of which would be prison guards? There is, at present, no way to get these cell phones away from these inmates.
Now, what do you do with regard to inmates? Do you do some kind of counseling or something?
Yes, we conduct once a week. We have classes in holistic healing and homeopathic cure. We teach many of these incarcerated men and women how to treat themselves for illness, how to maintain their health, how to maintain their strength, how to enhance their physical life as well as their psychological life. We do this once a week. We have, through different California programs to the state of California, we will donate money or we can get our names attached to some of these programs.
Do you go in there yourself?
Do we go where? Do we go?
Do you go into the prisons yourself?
These are people that are qualified. We tell them that we'd like the inmates to know that we are here if they need us. And through that program, then, the inmates are told, well, essentially, Dean Wheeler and his wife, Emeralda, and others that volunteer with us, they're all here with us in spirit in teaching the inmates how to take care of themselves.
I don't understand that. I don't want to, you know, what does that mean in spirit?
Well, it means in spirit, it means that while the inmates are being taught yoga, or they're being taught the finer points of religious tuition or spirituality, that we, the Northern California Holistic Center, we are a part of that by way of our residents in California and our support for prison reform.
All right. I just wanted to know why.
In other words, there's nothing underhanded about it. There's no subterfuge, Mr. Hendry. There's no conspiracy. We are very much supporters of prison reform.
But do you, I want to know if you went into the prison yourself and you did any of this teaching.
No, I don't go into the prison myself because the prisons are, in this case, they're a good ways away. And
well, you live in Mill Valley. San Quentin is close by.
Well, we can have a discussion about visiting prisons if you want, or we can talk about, what would you like to talk about?
All right, I tell you what I'll do. Mr. Wheeler, I apologize. I just wanted to know what your contact with the inmate population was, but I understand that this is of concern to you.
What is of concern to me is that the prison system in not only the state of California, but all over the United States is staffed adequately, and that there is no occasion that either staff or the prisoners or any other individual is at risk or is at is being put at risk or is in a situation that is not helpful.
All right. Lawmakers struggling to keep cell phones away from California's most dangerous inmates say a main obstacle is the politically powerful Prison Guards Union, whose members would have to be paid millions of dollars extra. Excuse me for just a minute. I have an allergy. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. And I would, if I could, Phil, suggest a chamomile tea for you.
That sounds pretty good. I've got a, hold on for a minute. I got a little hot coffee. Hot coffee's not good enough?
Hot coffee, there's caffeine is a good antihistamine, but I would suggest a chamomile tea.
All right, thank you. All right. I appreciate that free advice, Mr. Wheeler. The powerful Prison Guard Union. Now, you were on a couple of Bay Area radio shows over the last few days saying that the Prison Guards Union cannot be compromised. And I think you said that there's no way to get these phones from these inmates. I just want to be clear, Mr. Wheeler, and I think you probably know where I'm coming from. You know, you're in prison. You don't get to have phones. You don't get to have TV. If it was up to me, all right?
Well, I'm sure if it was up to you, Mr. Hendry, we would reopen Alcatraz, and I'm not trying to be a smartass.
Maybe we would. Maybe we would.
Well, we just don't do things like that anymore, and people such as yourself, with the greatest of respect, you've got to really understand what we're up against. We've got a burgeoning and exploding prison population. We need professional people. We need people that know what they're doing and that they can handle the prison. These are men, Mr. Hendry, who are in the prison system, who have gone through living hell. Many of them have been living as prisoners since they were 13 and 14 years old.
And I'm sure that it's been really tough for them, but I don't care. You know, I'm not.
You don't care, but those people get released into society.
I don't really care about the relative comfort level of prisoners. I want them rehabilitated insofar as they can be rehabilitated, but I sure as heck don't want them having cell phones. Let me just make this point. Prison employees, roughly half of whom are unionized guards, are the main source of smuggled phones. Do you want to comment?
That is an absolute lie. And let me explain this. First of all, there's no way to get these phones from these inmates. They have them very well hidden. So they're going to have these phones.
Are they not being smuggled in by the guards?
No, they are not. The guards need to have more protections in order for them to get these phones from these inmates, the guards, take their lives into their hands when they search for them. Now, these men are union men. They are the best that we've got. Now, we can get the equipment to triangulate these signals, to actually find out where the phones are, but there are constitutional issues of privacy involved, and it's very, very expensive equipment. We can sit down with the prisoners, as I have tried to and others, and talk to them and tell them that we don't want them to have these phones. We'd like them to voluntarily turn them in. And that has not worked. And then we can have our guards go in and get them. But the danger to these men to go get those phones is such that, yes, there is a consideration in terms of pay and compensation. And they don't even want to talk about it, the state of California. And so the guards are left with no choice but to not go get the phones.
You're telling me that prison guards are saying, I can't go in there and get cell phones from these guys until I find out, until I get more money.
There are some safety concerns, yes.
Okay. Meanwhile, you're denying that the prison guards are putting those phones in there, but let me just tell you...
I am absolutely denying that, yes.
But let me just tell you that the guards find... that what I've heard is that the guards find it so lucrative to get phones to prisoners that they'd rather just keep funneling the phones to the prisoners and not go get them.
I think that is an absolute utter slander against these union men.
Well, maybe what we should do then is get rid of these union men who are not doing their job, who are not getting these phones, who are apparently selling these phones.
You get rid of these union men, you can do that if you want to. California has union guards. Get rid of them. You've just gotten rid of the best that you can find. And you go out and you find yourself some scab guards or guards that are not union members, and you're going out and you might as well be hiring Boy Scouts.
Why do you say that?
Because obviously the union guard is going to be the most qualified and the very best at his job. And these union workers are the best workers. They show up on time, they work their backsides off, and they're the most honest.
And they're the most honest, and yet we have evidence, at least the authorities have evidence.
What evidence do you have, Mr. Henry?
I'm taking the authorities on their word that there is evidence these guards sell these phones. You're telling me that we can't even fire these guys and get guys in there to do the job. Because why? Because the union guys are the best, huh? I got to tell you, that is holding an entire state hostage with a argument that if we get rid of these union guards, we've just gotten rid of the best. Guys that are smuggling phones in for prisoners, guys that are not doing the job unless they get more money, guys that are basically holding an entire state, the entire penal system, hostage. Okay? I find that almost borderline criminal.
Well, that's a very strong word, and I would very, very much... watch how I say that. These are guards. You get rid of our union guards.
I get rid of union guards, Mr. Wheeler, and maybe I've got myself some guards that are going to do the job honestly.
That is a slander. Thank you very much.
Well, you can tell me it's a slander, but you haven't told me at all. You haven't even denied it. Okay?
Well, I am telling you right now, get rid of union guards, and you're getting rid of the very best. You get rid of a union guard, it's like getting rid of Major League Baseball players and putting in minor leaguers. It's like getting rid of professional football players and putting in Pop Warner. If you want to do that, then you have made a bad situation go from bad to very, very worse.
All right, let's take a break here. Our number is 877-876-7445. It's the Patriot Hotline tonight to call in and talk to Dean Wheeler and me, Phil Hendry, about prisoners with cell phones. We can't go in and get those cell phones away from these prisoners. We can't stop the prisoners from having them because that would take more money. That means that the union guards need more protection. They need a little something more. And if we get rid of the union guards, well, we're just taking our chances with Pop Warner football. This is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots. The world famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry. Henry Show, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL here, and this is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, our Patriot hotline wide open here, and we have with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center on cell phones in prisons. Now, I know that you've done work with prisoners, but you can't tell me that prisoners need cell phones.
Why not?
Why not? They're prisoners.
I understand that, but they have, like any other human being, they have communication needs.
And they may have a lot of needs, but they're prisoners. And this is, again, a basic difference between myself and others and liberals who seem to believe that they can continually press the human rights issue, even insofar as people that are incarcerated.
Communication, Mr. Henry, is a human right. The United States does not want to run afoul of any UN Human Rights Commission when it comes to these things. And
we're not going to run afoul of a Human Rights Commission if we don't allow prisoners to have cell phones. Now, what's happening in California is they're getting the cell phones. So we already have the attitude that prisoners need to have cell phones. Now they're getting them from prison guards.
Prison guards, I'm going to explain to you, Mr. Henry, because as you call me a liberal, I'm a very proud liberal, but that also means that I've paid probably more attention to the prison issue than a lot of you conservatives. While union officials did...
Well, the only part of
can I allow me to finish, please?
The only part of prison reality that I'm interested in is keeping these guys locked up, not giving them cell phones, and then we can start talking about the rest of it.
May I finish, please?
Go ahead.
Union officials' stated position is that they do not necessarily oppose searches. They said,
isn't that nice?
What does that mean?
Isn't it nice that they don't necessarily oppose searches?
The union officials, Mr. Henry, are speaking on behalf of their union membership. And their union membership, comprised of union prison guards, safety officers, these are the very best. They're the best in the world. They're the best in the country. I would take a California Union prison guard and staff any prison in America with him. That's how good he is. But he's not about to go out and do work, which is walk time, minutes that it takes to get from the front gate to their post behind the prison wall, without compensation. And you need metal detectors with an airport-like regimen involving removal of steel-toed boots and equipment-laden belts. That doubles the walk time. That adds several million dollars to the officers' collective pay. So, and that's according to a 2008 Senate analysis.
And all right, and so until we get money to these guards, what happens?
Well, you're the one that created the problem. When I say you conservatives created the problem. You have a prison system that's overloaded. And
because what? We've put too many people in prison?
Allow me to finish. You conservatives have created the problem. We've got a prison system that is overloaded. We now have prisoners who, obviously, they're inside and they want to speak to a family member and they want to have a cell phone. And so they have a cell phone. This is not a war crime.
So they have a cell phone that is obtained by a prison guard for them.
The prison guard is making more money selling phones than he's going to make searching the cell. You're a conservative. Don't you believe in free enterprise?
Mr. Wheeler, I believe in the law.
I understand you believe in the law, as I do.
Well, it doesn't sound that way to me. I believe in the law. That means I believe that the law is observed. That means you're a prisoner and you don't get a cell phone. I don't give a damn whether the prison guards are making more money selling phones than they would with the walk time. Okay?
Well, that is where your lack of reality comes into play, because they're not going to search those cells unless they have the adequate pay. And that means collective overtime pay. Otherwise, what are we supposed to do? We tried to talk the prisoners out of having them. And
you're going to sit down and talk to prisoners out of having their cell phones. Is that what you were doing? I will tell you, Mr. Wheeler, with all due respect to you, you talk about me being a conservative, you being a liberal, your philosophy is the following thing. Human rights at all costs, even the rights of people that live outside of prisons, where prisoners have cell phones, where perhaps with those cell phones they begin to develop communications with other people beyond those prison walls. And the next thing you know, we may have a security situation that they haven't bargained on. We have so-called union officers that are making more money selling the phones than they would be making walking these tiers and you know, securing the prison. And you're making an argument for them.
We are in the middle of a recession. And I am telling you, it is normal for a man to want to make more money. Yes, even if he's selling phones. The way we do it is we pay them more so they will be, they'll guard the prison and not want to sell a phone.
I see. But don't fire them, because we'd be firing union prison guards and we'd have Cub Scouts in there. Unreal. World famous Phil Henry Show, back with Dean Wheeler and our Patriot Hotline, 877-876-7445. We'll be back.
Phil Henry.
Wow.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, our Patriot line. And we have with us Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Mr. Wheeler, unions are all well and good insofar as they enhance the environment, the work environment of the working man. They protect him from abuses from above. I'm in favor of that. But when a union begins to slow down and impede and otherwise even retard or warp the functioning of an institution, then it's no good. You're talking about these great unions that we've got in California for union guards, and these guys are selling inmates phones.
The union guards in the state of California make more money selling those phones. And when you're feeding a family...
Wait, whoa. When you're feeding a family, these guys are union prison guards.
Yes.
All right, they're not supposed to be selling phones to prisoners.
Well, I'm glad that your income, Mr. Henry, as a nationally, you know, syndicated talk show host, affords you the luxury of telling other people how to feed their families. I can't do that. Yes, I'm a very proud progressive. And
I'm not trying to tell a guy how to feed his family.
Allow me to finish. I'm a progressive, and I understand the needs of working people. And these union men are not making enough money. So if they are selling phones, then that's what they're doing. I don't want them to do it any more than you do. Let's get them the money so they'll be motivated to go in and search for the phones that they, yes, initially sold to these men.
You know, that's about as crazy a thing, and I've heard a lot of crazy things in my day. That's about as crazy a thing as I've ever heard. Let's go into the cell and search for the phone that we just sold the guy.
No, the insanity was created by the state of California and by all of the taxpayers in this country, the conservatives and the neocons, that decided to go the cheap and cheap out the unions and go with scabs. You get rid of those union guards, you get rid of the best. Just like any other union job.
Well, you know what, man? You can talk all you want about how they're the best. When they're selling the inmates their phones, it doesn't make any sense at all. Our number is 877-876-7445, the Patriot line, talking to Dean Wheeler about prison guards selling inmates' phones. Here is George in Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, George.
Mr. Wheeler. The money for, if an inmate calls me, collect, and that money to go back into the prison system, so that way it helps pay, so we don't have to pay higher taxes. We end up paying higher taxes if you allow these prisoners to have phones. And then what are you going to do about the bloodbath on your hands? The bloodbath of an uprising in the prison, because they can talk to each other, and push the guards. Now, what are you thinking about, buddy?
I think if you think about that, that's something out of a movie. I don't think that that's something right out of a comic book.
What is?
Oh,
no way, buddy.
I beg your pardon?
No way. That can't happen.
What do you mean?
What about our taxes? Are you going to pay for that?
I think you've watched a little too much. Sir, I think you've watched a little too much Oz on HBO. I think that.
But don't dismiss what the man is saying. If you've got prisoners who have cell phones and they're talking to each other, they can ambush a guard, they can do violence to other prisoners, they're sitting there and they're talking to people on the outside about possibly escaping or selling drugs or running a gang. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand all of that, and I certainly understand that that causes problems. But, and I'll say it again, we have union guards in California who are the best in the business, but they make more money selling the phones.
No. They're selling cell phones. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are you a taxpayer?
Of course I'm a taxpayer, and I'm very happy to pay.
Every time that they call collect, that money goes right back into the prison system to pay for their food and their bread and their sleeping quarters. If they're selling cell phones, now the money goes to Verizon or AT&T, and we have to, our taxes go up, and we got to pay more money in taxes. Now, come on.
Well, I don't know how you pay more money in taxes just because Verizon's doing a better business than cell phones.
No. Let me explain. Forget about Verizon. They've got cell phones, and they are engaging in all kinds of nefarious subterfuge there inside the prison. That ultimately means we got to put on more guards. You were talking about walk time. You're going to have to put on more guards. Now we know that we have to put on more guards to get the phones back that these guys sold them in the first place.
But Mr. Henry, this problem could have been solved had we paid these prison guards enough money in the first place. Don't you guys understand?
Do you understand what you're saying? You're saying let's pay them enough money so they don't have to sell phones to prisoners.
Exactly.
And then they're going to go in. And wait a minute. Now, I heard you say one other thing. I want to send those union guys that you think are so good into that prison cell to get those phones out of there. And you're telling me I got to pay that guy more. Well, what about all the bread he was making selling the phones?
That's right.
That is none of your business.
What if you can't get the phones back? They're going to stick them some other place. I'm not going to say it, but you understand what I'm saying. They're going to hide them once they get rid of the phones getting taken. Are you going to two fingers and get those phones?
Two fingers and what? What are you talking about?
Once you guys start taking the phones back, are you going to two finger the prisoner to get the phone?
Well, I don't know what he means by two finger. Is that inspecting them anally?
Oh, God. They're going to hide those phones, okay?
Well, let me say this to the... If you pay taxes, sir, and I'm sure you work very hard, as do most of the people that listen to the Phil Hendry Show, but you're paying pennies on the dollar, and not the same amount of taxes as others, and I think that paying our union guards more is something that we need to do in order that they...
No, we've got to pay our union guards more so that they don't sell phones. George, thanks for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445 on the Patriot Line tonight. Dean Wheeler talking with us about the situation vis-a-vis prisoners with phones. In the state of California, does Charles Manson have a phone?
I'm not going to answer that question, Phil. I think you know the answer.
Yeah, I know the answer. Charles Manson has a phone, doesn't he?
Well, Phil, I'm not Charles Manson's attorney, but I'm going to assume... that he's one of the smarter prisoners in the system, and
he's found a way to get himself a phone.
I would think so, yes.
Are you comfortable with Charles Manson on death row, or wherever the hell it is that he is kept? I guess they put these guys back on death row, having a phone?
I am not comfortable, Phil, with the violation. I don't like him having a phone, but I'm even more uncomfortable with the violation of human rights that would be going on if Charles Manson wanted a phone and wanted to call someone, maybe call for some help. Because let's face it, Charles Manson is one of the most hated prisoners in the history of the California prison system. If he's set upon by inmates, if he's being beaten by a guard, Charles Manson needs help. Who's he going to call? How does he get the help?
Oh, so Charles Manson's got to have a phone to get help if he's being set upon and beaten. Charles Manson's probably the most protected prisoner. You say the most hated? He's also the most protected in the prison system.
Well, how do you know that?
You know what? I know it. I'm not about to, Mr. Wheeler, I'm not even going to engage you in an argument about that. You know it as well as I do that Charles Manson is protected. Now, he's been put back into, I believe, some sort of solitary situation. I think he was in general population at one point.
Well, you sound, what do you mean, general population? You sound like you're all, do you have some jail ugly on you?
No, I don't have any jail ugly, and I don't claim to have been in prison. What I'm telling you, as a taxpayer and as a citizen, I'm conversant with some of these things, and Charles Manson is a man who is back inside a higher security part of the prison. But you know as well as I do, this guy's got a phone. A phone!
I don't like Charles Manson having a phone, but I don't like the fact that the prison guard that's got to go in and get that phone is going to be running, is going to be putting his life in jeopardy for the same amount of money as if he was sitting in his office eating a banana sandwich and watching on the TV. Okay? So,
well, then pay them the overtime, you know, but I don't think it's contingent on that. I think you do your job. Oh, my God. Tom in Boston, listening on WTKK. Welcome to the show, Tom. You're on with Phil Henry and Dean Wheeler.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Hey, yes, sir.
My question to Mr. Wheeler is I'm wondering, is he on management employee, or is he a union employee himself?
No, I'm not. I own my own business. We have a holistic center, and we do outreach and prison reform.
Well, you say you've never been to a prison.
We fund prison reform.
Go ahead.
Well, I have an issue with the rewarding of the bad behavior. It just seems to go hand in hand with what we try not to do in this country.
Well, what is it that with how are we? In other words, we're trying to get the phones from them, but they won't give them back, obviously. And
sending guards in there.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry, if I could finish.
Go ahead.
And we have good, high-quality union guards in California, but they're going to need more money if they're going to go in and get those phones.
That they just sold to them.
Excuse me, if I could just say what I want to say. They're going to need more money before they go in and get those phones. So that's the obstacle, Tom, that we're up against right now. And no one wants to get those phones from those prisoners more than I do. But I can't countenance it so long as we're underpaying our guards.
It's all about money. Why is it always about money?
Oh, isn't it all about money with you? It's all about money with
them? Why can't they just do their job right?
Do the job, exactly. You get the job done, and you get your money. You know?
If you want more money, they get a second job somewhere.
Well, I don't think that I'm talking to two gentlemen that work for free. Do you work for free, Tom? I don't think you do.
Do I work for free?
I know, Mr. I beg your pardon. Do you work for free? Do you work for free? You don't.
For free?
And, yes.
No.
And I know
if I don't make enough money, I go get another job to make it up.
These are union men.
I've worked two jobs my whole life.
These are union guards. What do you mean two jobs? That would be an embarrassment to the state?
Well, who cares if it's an embarrassment to the state? These guys are union guards, and they are supposed to do the best job. You say they're the best in the business, they're the best guys that we could possibly have, and these cats can't even go in and get some phones away from some prisoners because they're not being paid enough?
You give them enough money, and you'll see those phones.
Oh, really?
You are a cynic. Obviously, you hate unions.
No, I do not hate unions. What I hate is the control that a union has over the basic job that needs to get done. And as Tom said, he goes and gets another job.
Well, you can't ask a union man to get a second job because he looks like a horse's ass. Could you imagine that?
Hey, just to let you know, I'm a master electrician. Got a real good job during the day, and I go do another job at night.
You do
all
what?
Right, I do another job at night. I'll work at somebody's house at night after working 8 hours a day in a building. I'll go work at somebody's house at night, hanging a couple of light fixtures for more money. Does that embarrass you?
Listen to this. Listen.
Wouldn't you be? Aren't you embarrassed that you've got to go and do two jobs?
I'm not embarrassed.
Oh,
I'm bringing home.
Oh my God!
Bread on my table.
Right.
Let me listen to this. Bread on my table, buying my houses.
Listen to this. Manson.
Oh, what do you mean houses? Are you telling me you've got two houses? See,
no, I shouldn't have said houses.
Oh, my God.
I paid for a house.
Hold on for a minute. Why? This gentleman can't own more than one house?
Well, he's a working man.
Oh, he can't own more than one house?
I doubt seriously if the working man in America today makes enough money to buy half a house.
Listen to this. I'm not even going to comment on that. That was the stupidest thing I've heard, sir.
Well, back at you, Mr. Henry.
Okay, well, just listen to this. Charles Manson is in protective housing unit at Corcoran State Prison. with access to two cell phones.
I knew you'd have to have the big dramatic moment.
That I didn't make this world. I'm just living in it, and that is the world I'm living in. Charles Manson, two cell phones, Tom. You keep working hard, though, and we thank you very much for listening to our show tonight. This is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots. Thank you very much, Tom, a patriot. World-famous Phil Hendry Show here, and yes, it is Radio for Patriots, by Patriots. The Phil Hendry Show, our number is 877-876-7445. We're going to make sense out of this world. Don't worry about it, because you're with me, Phil Hendry. Our Patriot line open, 877-876-7445. Charles Manson, two cell phones. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry.
Big deal. A big deal out of everything.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, welcome back here, and welcome to Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, our Patriot line, 877-876-7445. Would you please repeat, Mr. Wheeler, what you just said to me?
I'd be more than happy. I said that Chuck Manson, and that's what you took exception to?
I certainly did. And where do you call him Chuck Manson from?
He had texted a friend of mine who's in the prison reform program,
and he texted them.
Your melodrama, Mr. Hendry, is really rather laughable.
No, I don't think it's melodrama. I don't think it's melodrama at all. You are working in prison reform. A friend of yours is working in prison reform, and you call him Chuck Manson as if he is your friend.
Not at all. That is his name, though.
Well, I've heard him called Charlie. I've heard him called Charles. By the police call him Charles. The kids that lived with him called him Charlie. I have never heard him called Chuck, which is what you just called him. And I would think you'd watch that. I mean,
Don't tell me to watch it, sir. I have worked in prison reform. I've seen what these inmates go through. And I'm certainly very, very sympathetic to the prison guards who are union guards.
Yeah, but to call a guy who is in protective housing and frankly should have been stuck in the gas chamber years ago, Charles Manson, a mass murderer, Chuck, sounds to me like you are like you're going to invite him over for cards or something. Here is Myla in Topeka, Kansas on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Myla.
Yeah, this argument about them prison guards needing more money is ridiculous.
Well,
teachers are underpaid, and they're not selling drugs to students, to children, in order to get more money. I mean, that's about as stupid as what this is.
Well, I don't know. I would agree with you that teachers are underpaid. But what I would say is, on the scale of necessity, I think we need our prison guards. Otherwise, we're going to have these individuals somehow leaving the grounds of the prison or otherwise breaching security, roaming
not
a town like yours or mine, roaming the town like the movie that you and I saw, what was it called, Day of the Dead, where they just roam and kill. And
no, wait, what did you say, Myla? Myla brought up the teachers. What about the teachers?
We
I
need
think teachers are very important. Yes, of course we do. We need, and they're very important. Prison guards, unless they're paid, you have inmates staggering through a village. I don't even want to think of what happens. And
You know something? You are really something else, Mr. Wheeler. You talk about the fact that...
You are too, Mr. Hendry.
No, you talk about the fact that we better pay these guards, otherwise this is going to happen and that's going to... You know, you love to paint an ugly picture. Pray the guards or the phones. The inmates have phones. Pay the guards or they're going to get out and they're going to rape and they're going to pillage. Pay the guards, pay the guards, pay the guards. The best guards in the world, the best guards in America, and these guys can't even do their job well enough to go into a cell and get these phones out of there. They'd rather sell them. And what about the point that Myla made? What about the teachers?
I think the teachers need to be paid better. Just not right now. I'm sorry, Myla, but that is...
This is how crazy your argument is. Like,
are you a teacher?
Our teachers could make more money if they were selling drugs to students. Sure they could.
I would never... Okay, are you asking me from a purely financial standpoint? Of course. Do I want them to do that? No, I don't.
My husband is a teacher, and I work, too. And there's some things we just do without. And it's just greed.
Can I ask
they're selling these phones for. It's greed. they've got enough money to, I mean, they've got to have...
I'm not going to judge your husband.
I understand that, but...
I would never judge your husband if he sold... I would never judge him.
And what do you mean you'd never judge her husband if he sold drugs?
She's saying... are you telling me that you don't need the money, or you do?
Are you saying that you would be fine with this woman's husband selling drugs?
No, I did not. I said I wouldn't judge him.
That's crazy.
Now she's laughing at me.
That's crazy.
Okay.
I just don't think you have an argument. You just don't have a leg to stand on. There's no
If it kept the inmates of Corcoran State Prison from breaking out and roaming a village by giving Charles Manson two cell phones... would you want him to have those cell phones or not?
Asinine question.
Why?
That's not up to Charles Manson. You secure the prison, you keep them from busting out, and you take his phones away, and you don't let anybody say, if this or if that, then this. It's not the way it happens. Thank you very much, Myla, for your call, and thank all of you guys for contributing tonight. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, we thank you, Mr. Wheeler, for being with us, but that's about as stupid a thing as I've ever heard in my life, and it's a typically liberal thing to say, well, you know, if you don't do this and if you don't do that, if you hold your breath and you cross yourself and you pray really, really hard, then maybe they'll be cool. But doing the other thing, well, that's just an invitation to disaster. We'll be back with our news hour next. Phil Henry Show.
Oh, quit making a big deal out of it.